We want to have a tickle over here. Mr. Hashem. Patrick Maraglum. Patrick Maraglum introduces us to a concept, a phrase. Not a concept, it's a phrase in the Metzius. It's also a concept. May say Midbar. But Midbar is there. Itamu. Yishomi Musu. That was the Oynish. And the Torah is very machmin Oynish. It repeats it quite a few times. The word pigvechem, the unfortunate talk about it a few times. But midbar ze yiplu figvechem, v'chol pkudechem, l'chol mispavchem, ibn asim shonov amalo. That means the title of the pasuk gives that the chagav, the gzeva only included those that were nimne and passed by midbar. From asim shono, but only to shishim, not more, and not levim, and not noshim. But whoever was b'chol minus b'chol exeria, whoever wasn't, there was not. That's b'chol pekudechem. Im atem tavoy aloretz v'tabchem ve'evetz yisom u'figvechem nochem u'figvechem atem yiplu b'midbar azeh u'vnechem yiyu ro'im b'midbar aboim shlo v'nasu azeh nusechem atem pigvechem b'midbar. Yeah. B'midbar azeh tamu v'shom yimusu. It's very... very, very depressing. And this happened on Tisha B'Av. They do the Chet HaKoponim. In the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is Mandoma. In the Mishnah Sanhedrin, Mandoma Kiva, the Mesa Midba Elam Chegolim Havo. Right? Elam Chegolim Havo. Who's in Sanhedrin? Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Yidin that stood at Har Sinai, said Nasa Benishma, in Kabbalah Torah, right? The ones that Migil Rosel Bona, the Hain, these Yidin, Hain, the ones that stood at the Har Sinai, the Dodei Eloich Amon, they were marked the Migil Rosel Bona, Shemalach Hashavish and Tamshin Boy. Is the Talmud says Eilum Chegulim Habu? Very good. So the Shtikul Gemara he never learned it. But it can die to hear it. The Shtikul Gemara in the Merchis of Svin and Barbasvin in the Agadat of Zvabba Bachano. So let's go through with the morale. It's half of the fellow. Omali, the right there, you ever learned this is a. There's a God to Rabbi Abba Chama. The famous God to Rabbi Abba Chama. One year we learned this God to Rabbi Shabbos. Are you around? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, we did this one. With Maral Zichanan. We learned it then with the grain. Yeah. So the Tayyu, if he put it here, there was a Tayyu, means a Sechei Shemaili. In the beginning, so to speak, I mean, the Fipshuta, he took Rabbi Barachan on a guided tour. Took him on a tour, he showed him different sites. Mesei Koyach, maybe next week we'll tell him Mesei Koyach. Mesei Emes, Toyesem, Toyesem, Emes. But this week, we'll talk about the tour that took him. Tov Ach Vei Loch, Mesei Midbar. He said, come, I'll show you Mesei Midbar. The last line on Gimel and Bez. Let's read the Gemara, then we'll see what the Gemara says. Tov ach v'loch mesei midbar. So Asle they went chazisinu v'domi k'man d'mivasmei. He saw them, and k'man d'mivasmei literally means Rashi says v'ponim tzehuvois. Mivasmei means drunk or intoxicated. But even if we assume that they drank wine right before they died, on Tisha B'Av, they drink wine. May have Tisha B'Av. The alcohol suddenly wore off by then. So it means the Rashbam says, "Ponim tzehuvos kishlu yain." The faces radiated happiness, contentment, and happiness, and they're very happy. Like Mavasmei, gone to a pocket. They're lying on their backs. Ponim, the Rashbam says means ponim l'ma, looking up. looking up the meinian linian for me nechmes the mamish meinian linian. There's a loch to know. We don't do this. I yid doesn't lie in his mouth. Until Rachmon Tzlan bar minan, until he's put into his final resting place. Right, then like this, you lie on your side. You lie on your side. Loch to know. Dina de gemoy. You don't lie on your back. It's told that when the what's his name, the Tzvi Ashovu, Shabsi Tzvi, who was it? One of the gedolim went to Yisrael Akankanoi. I don't know if it's true now, but everybody knows the story. So he went in to visit him. Shabsi Tzvi, and saw him taking a nap on his back. He turned around, Chozer al Kevav, didn't even say hello, goodbye. He said, he ain't Mashiach. That's why it can't be not Mashiach. Yeah, Bakavoyim, the Mesa Midbo, Gondor, Pakid. Listen to this. One of them had his knee lifted up. Even that his foot described an inverted V. And the tayo was riding on a gomel, quite high, and he was sitting upright. He was holding a spear, and he went underneath the. He went underneath that bridge and he even touched it. He didn't get stuck. What does it mean? Then it says, Paske Chado Kano de Tchoto, the Chadminao, they, or Rabbi Chano, cut off the corner of the beged. So Ashbam, the most is right there. With the tzitzis, they want to examine if the tzitzis were made in accordance with Beshamashita, Beshiloshita. So they cut it off. But when they did that, the behemoth froze. The behemoth, the riding, the gemal, whatever, froze, didn't move. Omar Lee, the Tai told him, Dilma Shakhalta, he said, it was Rabbi Khan, maybe he took something from them. That's why we can't, the behemoths are immobilized. So I said, yeah. So he returned the corner of the beggar. I don't know if he's still loving that. But anyway, he made some bottom messages. And Zell, the behemoth started moving. Okay, what's going on? It's a very instructive portion, a little bit in the Berak Ozos and Maral. But it's important that Musa Haskell here. On this shtickle, Maral says, he begins like this. Let's read a few lines from a bigger Rikhus here. He says, this Agarat that comes to teach us about the Dor Midbar, their essence, the Madrege, and the Maile, that the Madrege was far and above beyond the Madrega of Shar HaDoris Shavu Machreim, was with no door that ever achieved that Madrega. After everything was set on, after the Pesukim we just read, after everything was set and done, that's the Madrega that they were on and they remained on. And it's Mukhach to be like that, he says. Tov is a Mukhach Liyesh for a few reasons. Number one, the door is Mashiachis to the Manik Shalem. That's a foolish, I mean, it's making a statement of fact, and it's a foolish in Chazal that the Manik is Mashpi on the door. Manig is Mashmi on the door. And he can lift them up to some extent. And who was the Manig? Moshe Rabbeinu. So Nivdal, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nivdal b'malosim k'omiyotim. We had an essence, Masha. So Mele, his door, the other people, they're with him. With Nivdal b'malosim, they were in a much higher drag of Mikolodim. V'im shaloh yukogach b'maisim. You know, they did maisim, which we read in this week's passion, last week's passion, but the Oyslam read. But Chasuvim, but nevertheless, and this is the point, they were Yidden, they were Noshim, they were Ma'ilu Gedoylo, and they did Ma'isim Enim Tzliim, and it's supposed to have to add that the fact that there was a tiny on them, certainly it has to do with the fact that they were such a high Madrake, that's an altar vault, everybody knows that. But it doesn't detract at all, before or after the fact, from the Ma'ilu Gedoylo. What was miyuchad about them? Says the nidlam teru. V'dovazeh. So the teru was given to somebody who that was worthy of receiving it. Dovazeh nisyachtu dovazeh mikol hadoris abo machreim. They set them apart from all future doris, all subsequent doris. And they called dor midbar. The very name, the very appellation, the very name dor hamidbar says in maraz maraz digavot. Dor midbar means they not just. They lived in this town or the other town or whatever. The like Yanko Slutsker and so whatever, Shmuel from Chelm. It's not like a midbar means describe their essence. They were in the mid place, according to the Maharal says, the place was Nivda or Misha Velum. It's not part of the Yishuv. Not part of the Yishuv. So somebody has described, the whole generation of Eden has described as Dom Midbar, means they weren't Shach to Dvorim Gashmim, Gushom Nagla. They weren't Shach to Dvorim Chomiyim. And they were Midborim, the Midbar Eden. The Midbar, like teams, are Dvorim Chomiyim, Tivim, Kmash, Yimotse, Be Yishuv. The figure of Midbar, Shoyu, Muchogim, and Chomiyus, they were called Dor Midbar, they were called Dor Deyo. Deyo is the opposite of Chomiyus. They're called Dor Deyo, Kaidua. Dar, Dor Deyo, the Dor Chomon. That's what they were. Yeah, okay. Now, that's the Pasuk, Dar, Dor Deyo. Dor Deyo. Dor Deyo. So Rav Lachan, when this the Gemara Chazal, this Agadah comes to explain a little bit how great were they. So Tai said, "Kan tov ach viloch, hashoyu do amidbo." Okay, the first thing is that they saw them. I'm skipping a little bit. They saw them the mivasme. Saw the faces. Mivasme. Mivasme means simcha. Simcha benavshak. They radiated happiness. Simcha is a shleimus and nefesh. Simcha reflects is shleimus and nefesh. Just like Yitzovin. The opposite of simcha is reflects a chisoyin benefesh. Simcha shleimus and nefesh. So the midbar melu was the head of shleimus v'yaseh. That's why their faces radiated happiness. Gan they are pakuchalam. The second point in the Gemara. Pneim lemalo. Pneihem lemalo. Pneim lemalo means that again we're talking about the in the kevah kaponim. Pneim lemalo means that. They were mekablim. They were looking lemalo. They were looking facing lemalo to be mekabel. A man is not always in matzah to be mekabel. They owed them after not always. There's a limit how much you can mekabel. Right? The limitation. I used to call it the goyin akuponim. The goyin says right. Rabbeinu Agur says that there's a limit how much a person. It's true. You know, the person in heaven can be mistaken to ruchnius, mistaken to learn, but you reach a point of saturation. Satiation, it's like eating. And then you have to stop a little bit. The grain speaks out. Noilum has there, the grain says, Noilum has there. You can't stuff a person incessantly with ruchnis. It doesn't go. You have to take a break. You have to reduce a little bit, take a break. And then the appetite comes back, and then you go right. That's how you go. Madregel. But it's not, mamish, it's important to know anyway. Something's important to know. The grain says, lost his lover, it'll be a kesev di galia. My mavim luchul chavazav. No, they go stages. So not kesedu, But here, do amid, but it means that's why I mentioned they're not always in the same adrenaline. It's ups and downs and the plateaus. And they're right there. Look, there's not an excuse to do anything. That's an excuse as well. Fuck yeah. Yeah, but the Pneim Lemalo indicates that they were totally, they didn't have that limitation. Okay. Pneim Lelyonim Hamdolim Fimat Vigosim. Okay, fine. Now, here's this Gevalt Gevod. What's this? He wrote, writing on the Gomu, he wrote underneath the leg that was positioned like this. What does it mean? It says like this. It means Zigmon, Yvomit Zmait, Zigmon, Gon Chulin, Sain behem is sain odom. So loch is nechtach raglov min hakubu umato is not a treifa. Min hakubu umato is a treifa. Means the chias of a mensch. Put it differently. From the niab is what the Gemara calls eivesh hashom tuyibo. It's eivesh hashom tuyibo. It's a kind of possibly it's a mortal injury. Good, maybe today it can be overcome. But as ever, derech hateva min hakubu umato. Is a tafos, a mortal injury. Good. What's that? The klavim madva muim. So he says that the sheer koima from of a man begins from the akuba, and that indicates if the chitzonius reflects the primius. So what is the sheer koima? Where's the stature of a person? Where does it begin? It begins with the ksemato, the bottom end of the sheer koima of a man. So good. The heel is, but not that the heel is part of it. But the etzement is from min hakubu l'malo. The etzement is min hakubu l'malo. Okay. And that one, that's the lowest part. The regal is the priest's hodom chomokom. The regal is the most lowly of the Eivorim. So the dom midbar. You want to know what was the relationship to subsequent doris? There's no point of comparison. No point of comparison. There's no point of comparison. Cloud, because when they were lying, and the kubaseim zekufos, the tie was able to pass under the knee. Without touching, what does it mean? I mean, it's the idea. It's half the ticket, it's supposed to have on it. It means he had the tire was, whatever, he was, he represented the godless in his door. And he was riding on Gomel, wasn't standing, he was riding on Gomel. Gomel, he says, Gomel means, Kagomel Alima, Gomel means like a teenager, not a yoinik, it's a yoinik and it's Gomel. Yoinik is a baby. Gomel means he's already independent. That's the motion of a Gomel. Avadi, the motion means he got the high, was on the. He was off the ground, the height of a gomel, of a camel. But that also means he was in the full of an autumn gadol. He's riding a camel, and he was holding a spear up in the air, which means that he achieved everything he could achieve. He was riding a spear, which enhanced his shir koimah. And when he finished the most that he could reach, he didn't touch the bottom, the ksemato, of the statue of the dom midbo. And that's what's not meant to convey with us. That's his vote. That's what's meant to convey. And nothing, you can read it a million times and not think of it. Well, that's what we learned up front. Okay, so to tell you that there's no point of comparison. Not a question of degree. They were greater than, they were on a higher madrega than. There's no point of comparison. With the highest madrega, and they were talking about the Amoroim, with the highest, the most that they achieved, it's hard even to say the words, but upon them, the maximum shir koyma that they achieved doesn't begin to approach the bottom of the shir koyma dom midbar. Okay, then he says the cut off the last point. He cut off the beged. Cut off the beged is to tell you that he says about this. I mean, it's again. It's negay in Bava Kama. So Santa said, when Gazan steals something, so he can get what we would call now his marriage kinyon exhaler. So he has that as a shaykhis l'chem, so he steals. But they stole something from him. They stole the beged. What part of the beged? The bottom part, but not the beged was covering the roof. The bottom of the beged with tzitzis was. I mean, that tell you the end of the beged. The end of the bottom of the beged. So they didn't reach the bottom of the shir koyim for the man that we know about. What about the bgodim, the levushim? So they took the bottom of the levush and they became frozen. They couldn't move. Why? Because they took something that had no shachas. It wasn't even getting on exhaling it. 4 years, after years, he says, Do midman the siachtu, what they had, even the chafotzim, dvoim ohem, asho hoyel ohem do midman, the siachtu, and the do midman, the siachtu, what they had, lo shaykh lachevim, rak heim laatzmon. Fikoch called the shokum in midim, and whoever takes something from them, he can't move, becomes frozen. Because Bale, if somebody steals something, so save shaykh loy say shokiach, gam can rach the god's loy. He has the xelidic. But over shen shaykh lokiach, klau shaykh davko loy say yached over shabol likach mimenu. But something which, and this category is not involved, come anyway. It could be something that's way above him at Regan, not Shachim Yakinon exactly. That's handy, not in Bava Kama anywhere. Back upon him, that's what they meant to indicate. Miato Hove Medvo Melu. So Nemu Kan Vemabo Toyavim, so you'll be missing Midbo. Number one, Pon Penem Kimavasme. Number two, I name, they were looking up. We explained that. Number three, they're able to pass underneath their knee. And number four, even the Begotten went shy to them. As he says, he's supposed to tell you what happened to the world. Kamei ma'ad v'amurim. Kamei ma'ad v'amurim is like this. It's good to hear him all. I don't come to... We're not... The Maral here, Chazal here, we're not coming to whitewash. Kilu, what the Torah describes as Chatoim. Right? There's a different sugya that they say, what's the chet from Madrigosim? It could very well be true. the chatom will see madrigos, and I mean, if we would do such a thing, we get the big chelik in Gan Eden doing what they did as chatom. That could very well be true. But that's not the point. The point is, even if what they, what I want to bring out is, even what they, we call the chet, we're not afraid to say that the chatom, meshim, not lucky kach mitzluyim. But didn't affect the etzim status, etzim status, and shikoymo, v'do amidbo. The madrigos, not because they lost the madrigos. The such thing is that the Bama Drake, but it was a Meisa, Shana Rotsu, Meisa, Nalfi, it shouldn't have been done. But the Madrake remains a Madrake. That's the way you have to look at Akoponim, some of the many sugars in Tanakh. Tanakh Akoponim. Moshul, here's one of them. Kerach also you have, and again, it's Nishnish. Kerach meant for good. Maybe before we get to Kerach. Well, what motivated the miraglim? Chazal saying very clearly, they spoke Lashon about Eretz Yisrael. You look a little bit more, we know him says the Shoah brings down one line about them. The one line of Shoah, what does he say? One line. What is the motivation? Not so complimentary. What? Yeah, they knew or they were afraid or they knew they were going to lose their positions in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they didn't want to go in. We look at the others, they didn't want to go in. So that's not so complimentary. Other Sforim at the Chassidus Sforim, others, and many Sforim say something else is motivating them. Not a steer, something else motivating them, and that is that they wanted to maintain the Anhoginesis which they had in the Midbar. And the Midbar was Anhoginesis. And no good point before them. The whole Christ was on a Madrega, point before them. We just said, don't dare. And that's all was Milchahil planned out that we couldn't be like that. It wasn't going to continue. It's going to be a divin and over. It had to come to an end. The door Midbar had to come to an end. That was earlier or later. They didn't want it to come to an end. That's already a go Hechem Madrega. Go Hechem Madrega. But it led them, that very good motivation, led them to do things we shouldn't have done. But Vayotzil Divas Oretz. So the best of motivations. I'm saying, but they have to view them against the background of the Madrigal they want. Okay. They want to maintain the different type of holder. Think, all right. Dayenu B'kach, Agunei Shabbos.